Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM.
Yes, sir, you're still locked in on Namibia's Heart and Soul. I'm still joined in studio by Zandre as well as Nevan Fieres. Now, let's quickly dive into dance and why you chose dancing. And as I mentioned earlier, why you chose maybe being a doctor and those engineering nonsense is not for you. Why dancing specifically?
Dancing for me is a form of expression. Mm-hmm. I've always been someone who is very shy and introverted.
Yeah.
So the best way for me to show you who and what I really am was through dancing. And it started at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, like, it was just a way for me to speak without even speaking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a way for me to communicate with others without even doing anything vocal.
Really?
That's my body.
Exactly. That's nice. Yeah. And what type of, or what genres do we call genres of dancing?
Yeah.
What genres of dancing do you dabble into?
I love a piece of amapiano. I will dive into that fully.
Yeah.
I love amapiano. I do like hip hop, but it's not my strong point. I think that's one point where I do want to grow in. But if ask anyone, Ivan Fieres, they'll say, I'm a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who are your inspirations growing up? Of course, I'm a piano wasn't really a thing when you're growing up. So what did you start with? And then when did you realize maybe the Yanos was for me?
I actually started with, you know, the Step Up movies. So I did a lot of hip hop and all that stuff. So I would always dance in front of the TV with that.
Mm-hmm.
But slowly but surely, so before I'm a piano was Gom.
Mm-hmm.
So from Gom, you get, after that was I'm a piano. So I tried that part, the Gom part, and it was just like, the footwork, I struggle. I found my rhythm with I'm a piano once it came in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I was like, you know what? That's the one.
Let's
stick with that. Yeah. So it took a lot of trying in different genres for me to actually find what I was good at.
Outside of dancing, you also do quite a lot. You are a model and a content creator as well.
Yeah.
When did you get into this?
You know, it's so funny because everyone always asks me like how it started. And for me, it's a simple, and it sounds so generic and curated, but it's just like, I just posted during lockdown. I was bored.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, I was blessed to post a video that brought me where I am today, where I went viral and people were following me. And with going viral and people following you comes opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's basically where it started. So it took one opportunity to evolve into so many others. And today I am where I am doing the most.
Wow. I like that story. You know, I think a lot of people try to over complexicize, if that's a word, what happened to them. So you ask, why did you? So one day when the sun was,
you know? I was like, no, I was just bored. Yeah. I was just bored.
And within your boredom, you became this great sensation, and you are here in the land of the brave. That is as a guest judge. That is going to be for From the Streets to the Stage. That's going to be hosted at Club London. Now, Zandre is essentially an events coordinator there at London. So let's talk about this particular event. What does it strive to achieve? And how can we be part of it?
Okay, so tonight we'll be doing the second round of the competition where new applicants can participate and show us their skill. This competition is for amateur dancers.
Okay, so for me and, you know.
Yes, we want to provide a platform for the unseen, the unheard, that we want to give you that opportunity.
Yes.
So one of the biggest rules that we have is that you may not be professionally trained.
Okay.
And then also not currently enrolled into a registered dance academy or dance school.
Okay.
So if you enjoy dancing and expressing yourself like Nivan, then this competition is for you. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you can win your share of $10,000 in cash.
So why am I doing radio? I could have been winning $10,000. Okay. Now, it kicked off on the 11th of October, or it's going all the way to the 26th, right?
Yes.
What can we expect besides the dancing? We have Nevan going to be one of the guest judges as well, but what can we expect in the event's entirety?
Okay, so next week we have Junior Kim himself coming, and we will be doing a type of a mentoring session with the semi-finalists. So tonight, they are going to be dancing for our three judges, and then we're sending another group of semi-finalists through to the semi-finals, which takes place next week Friday, mm-hmm. and the finals on Saturday.
Yes.
Then Junior also said that he will share the stage with the winner.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Now,
or rather, the winner will share the stage with Junior.
There's levels.
There is levels.
Now, I also see you guys have Iksa as well. That is on the lineup as one of the judges as well, yes?
Yes.
Biggest fan of Iksa. Biggest fan of Iksa. Before I let you go, why did Club London choose dance specifically?
We actually started with From the Street to the Stage, mm-hmm. Long before COVID even happened. We had one competition, I think, in 2014.
Wow.
And then pre-COVID, the second one, and then COVID happened. And there's just so much talent out there.
Yeah.
There is just so much talent. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And we want to just thank Powerplay
mm-hmm.
for their sponsorship, and then also Fresh FM hey, for being our media partner on this. It really excites me to see how many entries we have and how many people actually come to witness. Yeah. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And to everyone that are still shy to do it this year, we'll definitely do it next year.
Yeah.
And there's something also more exciting happening next year.
Wow.
We're going to do an under-18s. We're taking From the Street to the Stage to the schools.
And Mia, that's fantastic. I mean, 100%. But also, Okay, but anyway.
Even Mia wants.
But with that being said, I have one more question for Navan before we let you go. Now, I think we are in an age where a lot of people are moving towards these things that you're doing, you know, content creating, modeling, and all that jazz. What would your words of advice be to someone that's content doing, you know, creating content, and they're just getting 2-3 likes, and they're wondering, now, does the algorithm not like me? What advice would you give to that one person that's trying to be a content creator, that's trying to make it big, but doesn't look like they're going anywhere? What would you say to them?
I would say, number one, don't give up. Mm-hmm. If it's something you really want to do, and I encourage everyone to do it, because there is money in it, and there's so many opportunities, not just besides money. I would say don't give up, and then number two, just post that video. It's laying there in your drafts. Just post it. You never know. And then number three is, like, it's always the video you least expect.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always tell people, just post. You never know. The video you're taking or you're putting so much effort into is probably going to be the video that's not going to get that many likes.
Mm-hmm.
But that one video that's just sitting there, it's waiting.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity. So just post. And then I would honestly say, be authentic. People like someone who's real, and they are not pretentious, and they are very encouraging of other people to also be themselves.
Exactly.
Because that's one way to stick out in this industry that everyone is going into.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing you need to do is be yourself.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice. And just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it shouldn't feel like work at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it is a job. But if you really love it, it's not going to feel like work.
Exactly.
But just stay true to who you are. That's all.
Exactly. Be authentic. Have fun. And like Nike always says,
just do it.
With that said, thank you guys so much for joining me in studio. It was a fantastic pleasure having you guys here. Maybe reconsider, maybe I must change my birth date for next year. But I'd love to come and dance. Yes. The money. Anyway.
Just for everyone wanting to witness what's happening tonight.
Yes.
Doors open at 8 o'clock, ladies free until 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then the dances officially kick off at 10:30. Yes.
Fantastic. Once again, thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Navan, have a fantastic stay in Namibia. Enjoy yourself. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. You said you've been here twice now. This is the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So explore and have fun. And keep it locked in on Fresh FM 102.9.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.